I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All right, it's second date update, of course, and we've got Ryan who messaged us.
Hey, Ryan.
And he needs to be on second date update because he's lost touch with, I think it's Taylor. Tell us about the date you went on with her, Ryan, and just tell us all about it. Start from the top and don't leave anything out.
Taylor, for starters, is highly attractive, and we connected, you know, through one of the apps and went to this place for dinner. And, you know, we really had a good time and really connected. I don't know. She was laughing and doing that thing like where you play with your hair a little bit. And I was like, okay, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
That just kind of.
So
smoking.
And that's great. And what's going on now then since that first date? How long has it been? And has there been any communication?
Well, it's been, I guess I've tried to reach out to her like 3 times and I haven't heard anything. She hasn't responded. And I guess it's been like 2 days since we talked. After our date.
Okay.
And then I texted her, I call her, you know, another night to set up another date. She was interested and she, you know, said, great, yeah, I'd love that.
All right.
I haven't heard a thing.
All right, and that's something.
Wait a second. So she technically did agree.
After the date.
Yeah, to another date, but then she's kind of left you hanging
ghosted.
Since then.
Yeah. I mean, I called her and left a message and. It's been 3 weeks now,
the first of the year. All right. Well, that's strange. So what happened? What do you think between your text to her and then the phone call?
God, I wish I knew.
And nothing
I
on
really
your.
I don't have any idea.
Yeah, nothing on like your social media that you wouldn't like pics with another girl or you.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Doing something stupid.
Right.
No, nothing like that. I'm a lawyer, and I rarely use social media.
Okay.
So there's not much on there to begin with.
Sure.
All right. Well,
makes sense.
Let's do this.
My wheelhouse.
All right. Well, Ryan, let's table this or what? Sidebar for a moment, and then we're gonna call Taylor. Come back in 3 minutes. We're gonna play a song here real quick and see what she's got to say once we get a hold of her. So I want you to hold on. We're coming back second half, second date update with Thunder and PT right here next on The Wolf.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All right, here's Ryan, who's just telling us about how much fun and how knocked out he was by his first date with Taylor.
Taylor, for starters, is highly attractive, and we connected, you know, through one of the apps. You know, we really had a good time and really connected. I don't know. She was laughing and doing that thing like where you play with your hair a little bit, and I was like, okay, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
That just kind of.
And we're not sure anything bad happened during the date because I actually talked 2 days after. So what's going on now? It's been 3 weeks, and let's find out. Let's call Taylor and see if She wants to see Ryan again.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Taylor, please?
Sure. Is this
Taylor?
This is Taylor. Who's calling?
Hi, I'm sorry. Good morning, Taylor. I'm sorry to trouble you this morning. Thanks for answering and picking up. This is not a sales call or anything like that. We're calling from a radio station this morning, 102.9 The Wolf. We're not here to trouble you or bother you, but we're the Thunder and PT Morning Show. And
Taylor.
First, how's it going? How are you doing?
It's going great. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
Good. We're awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, and I don't know if you listen to our show or not, but we do a segment on our program called Second Date Update. And the reason we're calling you, Taylor, is to ask you about a gentleman that you went out with a few weeks ago named Ryan.
Why?
Well, so basically we do this thing called Second Date Update, as Greg mentioned, and we try to find out why you've been ghosting Ryan. He says he hasn't heard from you here in a few weeks.
And he said you had a great date.
Yeah, like everything went well.
And that you texted after that date.
Yeah. I mean, she's nice enough, but, like, there's just this major red flag and I can't get past it.
Okay. So, I mean, we hear this often. Can you tell us what it is?
So, I went on his Instagram page, and he's, like, hardly posted in years.
In years. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, what is that about? Like, why are you going to have a page if you're not using it? Like, I feel like he's probably just using it to check out other people's profiles, you know?
Whoa. That's not true at all.
Oh, okay, hold on, Ryan. I'm sorry.
That's Ryan.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Taylor. I thought we had Ryan on hold, and anyway. Let me ask Ryan. Ryan, can you explain?
Dude, that's a red flag for you? I'm just trying to get
Well, yeah. I mean, who doesn't post things on social media? Like, my parents are in their 60s, and they post something every day.
I'm just not into it as much, I guess, as other people, and I don't really, you know, worry about what other people are doing, and that's about it. I mean,
but, like, I just think, why have any social media account if you're not going to use it? Like, do you have any that you actually use?
To be honest, not really. I text friends and family, and, you know, like, that's how we communicate. We swap photos there, and we don't need social media to do that.
It just seems super shady to me.
I mean, I promise you, it isn't. I just don't like sharing everything about me with the entire world. You know, I work in law and pretty, you know, straight edge. And
let me just interrupt here briefly, Taylor. So, how often do you post on? So, are you constant on Instagram or TikTok and Facebook or what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely scrolling and uploading content at least once per every 48 hours, sometimes more.
Yeah, so, and you want to date a guy who's a little more expressive socially on his media accounts?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't like the fact that he's a little more selective with his communication, that he's not broadcasting to everybody. And so his communication with the outside world is more, I guess, deliberate and personal than just kind of
I just feel like it just seems weird. Like, it just seems like we wouldn't get along, really.
Yeah. Do you not have anybody in your life that isn't on social media?
Like, mom and dad are posting every day.
Yeah,
what are they posting?
Like, pictures of my brother's kids and pictures of their golf outings and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But I guess it's up to you. I mean, so you actually think that Ryan is, I'll say, more shady because he's not posting everything online? Like, that makes you nervous.
You want him to express himself and get it out there for everyone. You think it's almost suspicious or weird.
And, like, secretive.
That he's not interesting. I don't know if I've ever heard this excuse. What are you feeling right now, Ryan?
I mean, I just got to say, I don't get it at all.
Yeah. And
I've never encountered this.
And Taylor, you know, Ryan's an attorney. And so obviously, you know, he's got to be protective of, like, you know, he's got a very responsible job, I'm sure. And with clients and, you know, a judge, whoever.
Yeah. You can't have those people looking at your stuff
and being some kind of, you know, clown on social media. He's got to be a little more private with his reputation. But that doesn't mean anything to you. So it's a no for a second date.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Unless she ups his online presence, it's okay. A no for me.
What? Are you up for that, Ryan? Upping your online presence
No.
Like a post? Okay.
I think I'm good.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah.
Can't wow. believe you can't respect the fact that he can't. He like yeah. he almost can't well, be online.
You know what?
I mean,
look at us, PT. We're like an open book every morning.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a podcast. Everyone's got.
Everybody's got a microphone, man. Everybody's story.
Got a camera.
It's a beautiful Use story. It. Beautiful movie.
Use it.
Want to watch your movie?
All right.
Watch well, everybody else's.
It's
movie.
It's a no for a second date. But guys, we wish you all the best, Ryan. Best of luck. This is a first, and good luck finding your social media king out there. Taylor.
Thanks.
And thanks
Appreciate
for
it.
You bet. And thanks for being on.
Second date update.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.